Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspapers of the day. A century ago, the divorce courts were busy. Headline stuck on himself and uses perfume. Mrs. Murphy declares her husband thinks he's a lady killer. She's asking for divorce. Many and varied are the charges made by Maria Murphy in her complaint for divorce from John J. Murphy. They were married in 1902. Not long after, testified the wife, he deserted her and went to Mexico. He returned, but soon after went to British Columbia, taking with him as his companion a notorious courtesan. She also says that he is of a violent and nagging disposition and once beat her over the head with a heavy glass. At another time, he placed a butcher knife on her neck and threatened to cut her head off. His failure to provide for her caused her to work as a domestic. And when she had earned some money and refused to give him any, he accused her of all sorts of things. One part of the complaint reads, quote, "He is stuck on himself and believes he is handsome. He is obsessed with the idea that females are smitten with his striking appearance. He is so vain that in his desire to appear as a sweet and captivating individual, he besprinkles himself with Florida water and other highly perfumed extracts. When he speaks to her, she says, it is always in an immoral manner. When she asks for money, he tells her to go get it, intimating she might do so by immoral means. She is beside herself, as there are three children, all of whom he fails to provide for." The complaints weren't always against the husband. Headline, says she went bad soon after marriage. According to the complaint filed in the district court clerk's office yesterday by Milton Dodge, his wife, Ethel Dodge, got naughty within 2 weeks after their marriage on June 1st last. Dodge claims that the wife was guilty of improper relations with an unknown man at an unknown place on the 14th of the same month, and that he has reason to believe that she has done the same with others. He says he's not lived with her since he found out. The marriage was performed by Judge Lynch the same day the license was taken out. The groom gave his age as 21 and the bride as 17. She had the consent of her father to marry. Occasionally, Cupid restrung his bow. Last September, Harold G. Herberling and Mrs. Eleonora Herberling were divorced. Yesterday, they declared the divorce a failure and were remarried in the courthouse. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.